This is WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Great. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called The Time for Action. Abigail Adams was married to founding father and second U.S. President John Adams for 54 years. When her son John Quincy Adams was also elected to that office, she became the first woman to be both the wife and the mother of U.S. presidents. This amazing mom warned, "We have too many high-sounding words and too few reactions that correspond with them." Her wisdom reminds us of the need to do the right thing and to do it sooner rather than later. If you'd like to jumpstart your career or your life, try Abigail's formula for success. Use a little less talk and a little more action. Because it doesn't take a president's wife or mother to realize that millions of good intentions pale in comparison to a single good deed. When people make up their minds that they wanted to be free and took action, there was a change. Rosa Parks. Also a reminder, Independence Day, Friday, the 4th of July, commemorates the Declaration of Independence, which is ratified by the Second Continental Congress on July 4, 1776, establishing the United States of America. The Declaration was made to guarantee equal rights for every person. However we celebrate this holiday, we need to remember that freedom is never free. Please honor and thank every veteran for their sacrifices for fighting for our freedom. Please remember, Patriot ladies, united we stand to keep our freedoms, and may God bless America. This evening I'll be calling each Patriot lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. Our topic of discussion this evening, last week we talked about communications in emergency situations, and this evening we're going to refresh communication fundamentals on page 31 of your Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. Having a communications plan is one of the most important pieces of your emergency preparedness plan. If communications are down in your area, each person in your plan should know who the out-of-area contact is for the family. Their phone number should be written down and memorized. What information to share with your contact. Where you are, address or name of location. How you are, uninjured, hit my head, broke my leg, I'm panicking. Where you are going if you are staying in place. Or if you are staying in place, excuse me. If leaving the current location includes the route you will take if it applies. The meeting location if home is not an option due to distance, river crossing, etc. Send a text rather than calling. If you have a cell phone, a text will often work when a voice call won't. Your out-of-area contact should know to text, if possible, the information they receive to the other members in your communications plan. Relay updated information at designated times, 5 minutes before / after the hour. Tip, cordless phones do not work when the power is out. If you have a landline telephone, ensure that it does not require power to operate. Another tip, power cell phones off between scheduled communication times. It shows a good replica of a family contact card. So family contact cards are an important tool to help your family members stay in touch with each other during an emergency. Planning ahead can reduce the time it takes to contact each of your family members during an emergency. While it is important to know where everyone is and whether or not they are safe, it's also important that everyone understands what their role and responsibility is during a disaster. Sometimes during an emergency, local phone circuits are busy, but calls can still be made to other area codes. It may be easier for you to reach someone out of the area, even in another state, than to reach someone in the same city. Designate a friend or family member who lives out of the area to collect and pass information between your immediate family members or anyone else in your communications plan. Designate a safe place for your family to meet in case you are unable to contact each other. If all communications are down, plan for each family member to go to the designated meeting place to wait for others. If you cross a waterway for work, of leisure, or leisure activities, choose a location on both sides of the waterway. The family contact card is located above. Make copies and fill out cards for each member of your family to carry with them at all times. Make sure caregivers for younger children have your family contact card information as well. If a disaster occurs during work or school hours, it's critical that everyone, including children or their caregivers, knows who to contact and where to meet. Be sure to keep cards updated as information changes. One tip, if you are traveling, tell someone where you're going, when you're leaving, the route you are taking, and the expected arrival time. Another good tip, if applicable, have a meeting place on both sides of the river, which may not be crossable after a large earthquake. Something to really think about in our area. Another good tip, if your cell phone is lost or damaged, you will need to have a backup for remembering phone numbers. Having the information written down somewhere is a good idea. We've been working on a message handling situation, and a couple of us will probably do that for you next week. So I have sent you the forms, and hopefully you can get them printed out so you can see what we're trying to do and how that works. And then you can ask questions of any of that information next week when we get together. At this time, I'd like to call WRMW211-HOPE. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW211-HOPE, I copy.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. So we just reread the communications page. I believe that we did that. We covered that in February, so I think it was a good idea to update that considering things that are going on in the world today. Is there any comments or suggestions or questions that you might have, Hope?
I was just thinking, you know, living next to the river, I was like, we have rafts, and that is a really important thing for people to think about. If you live across town from them and there's a river in between you and most of everybody else, that could be a good thing, but it can also be a real pain in the neck. So it's good to have something. It surprises me how many people live in flood zones and they don't own any way of, like, getting out when the water comes up.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We had flooding in our area in March, and search and rescue was having to use rafts to knock on doors and get people out of their homes because they had no way to get out ahead of time, or they didn't think about getting ahead of time. They didn't think it would be that bad. Is there anything else that you'd like to comment on, Hope?
Not currently. I'm going to sign in for Deborah and Sarah and Bethany tonight.
Copy that. I will get all of you marked down as checking in. Well, thank you so much for sharing that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you all back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?
Hey, this is WRMY 378 Robin. I copy you loud and clear. I just nearly lost my radio. How am I?
Well, you're definitely coming in loud and clear, being how you almost just lost your radio. So we've been talking, we did the refresher on the communications page in our Family Emergency Preparedness Manual. Is there any suggestions or comments or questions that you have to share this evening, Robin?
I think it's just really so great that we're going through this again. And you can get the little card laminating kits that are pretty cheap, pretty reasonable for little business card size stuff. And that way, you can have them with you and all over the place in each vehicle, like we had heard last week.
Definitely, that's a really good idea. Besides, you never know if you have it in your wallet or whatever, wherever it might be. If it gets wet, then that could be an issue. And so you said those, you can get those kits available?
There's little packets of business card size lamination kits. They're two pieces and they're pretty simple. Then, of course, we all know that they've got the laminating machines if you want to go that route, but that's not necessary. And then there's actual 8x11 sheets of laminate as well. But, depending on what your preferences are.
Copy that. Well, I think that's a really good idea when you mentioned, I think Kimber mentioned that last week about how you should keep everything, like in your cars and, wherever you drive and in your pack or your purse or whatever. That's a really good idea. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Robin?
I'm good for this moment, and I appreciate you all, and I'm going to check out for the evening. This is WRMY 378 Robin, and I hope you all have a safe and lovely 4th of July.
Well, thank you, Robin, and same to you. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. This time I'd like to check in for WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?
RJS Sylvia, I live here, but sometimes the static cuts things out.
Copy that. Kind of the same on this end. I think it's probably atmospheric because the wind is really blowing here. I'm sure it probably is there as well. So we covered the communications fundamentals. We kind of refreshed as we've covered that before, but it was last February. Are there any suggestions or comments or questions that you have this evening, Sylvia?
It's always good to have a couple of phone numbers memorized.
Copy that. That's a good idea as well. But you kind of figure, too, if you're in a stressful situation, sometimes that memory just doesn't come up, at least sometimes for me. That's a good idea, though. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sylvia?
Oh, not really.
Thank you, Karen.
Well, thank you, Sylvia. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
561.
WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hello, Karen. This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we kind of refreshed on the communication fundamentals, and we talked a little bit about that last week and probably a little bit more next week. Are there any suggestions or questions or comments that you might have this evening, Carol?
Like you've been saying, I don't remember my kids' numbers or my family's numbers, telephone numbers. And so I'm definitely going to be putting them down on index cards and have them laminated and pass them out to each kid because I know they don't remember either.
Copy that. Well, we're used to looking down at our phones and pushing a little button and bingo, they're there. And so you don't even think about those phone numbers until later when they're not right in front of you. So that's a really good idea to write all of them down and, like you said, hand them out to all of the kids. Well, thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709. Hello, Karen.
Well, hello, Marcia. We appreciate both of you sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKV 487 Kimber. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? I heard you check in, Diana, but there's some kind of static going on. You want to try one more time?
WROY384 Diana.
Copy that. That time you were pretty clear. So we reviewed the communication fundamentals that we had covered earlier, and there's lots of good suggestions in there that I think some of us have forgotten about. Do you have any suggestions, questions, or comments this evening, Diana?
Just that I think Carol using a 3x5 card is a great idea. These little cards that are in the book, you can hardly put anything on them.
Copy that. Yeah, even if you just, did like a spreadsheet or something of that and then you could laminate the whole thing and cut it up in chunks and give it to your family as well. So I kind of have that thing going on as well. So that's a really good idea. Is there anything else, Diana?
I just want to tell everybody happy 4th of July and I hope you have a safe one and eat lots of food.
Well, thank you very much, and the same to you. I'm sure the ladies appreciate that. We appreciate you sharing that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?
WRPJ 605 Judy. Copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So this evening we kind of refreshed our communication fundamentals in our Family Emergency Preparedness Manual or Handbook and ladies have made some good suggestions. Are there any suggestions, questions, or comments that you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, I have to admit, I have all phone numbers and contact info written down because I got rid of my cell phone years ago, and I transferred it all to one of those old-fashioned phone books. And so I'm already set there. But I did want to, I guess, talk about FRS and MERS. You know, we practice the FRS and the MERS on our nets. The MERS is VHF, and you can usually reach people that are farther away from you. And FRS is UHF, so you usually reach people that are closer to you. And we start with the GMRS, which is on the repeater, and then we do three nets. And the second net is FRS, and the third net is MERS. So everybody gets an opportunity to check on all three, and sometimes we hear them on two, and sometimes we only hear them on one. So it just depends on the transmission that day. Break. But that's a really good practice. And we also practice the AMRON message service message. And so what we do is on our nets, right before the net, we'll announce the message. And then when members are checking in, they reveal what the message is that they heard. And we haven't done that in a little while, but it's good to do it every once in a while and get people practicing. That's about it for me.
Copy that. That's a great suggestion. That's part of what we plan on doing next week is we're going to do a message handling between a couple of us so the ladies understand how that is done and so they can listen and maybe if they have any questions then we can maybe fill in the blanks for them. Would you like to announce the IVARC net other than what you just did, Judy?
Sure. Thank you. IVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River from 6 to 8 in Cave Junction. And our nets are on Monday night at 7 p.m. starting with GMRS. And then we move over to FRS and MERS, like I said, to practice and find out who's in our neighborhood and who we can reach if the repeater is not working. Thank you very much for doing the net. All you ladies have a wonderful 4th of July and a safe weekend. Have fun.
Copy that, and thank you very much, and the same to you. Kimber actually sent a text, and it has the frequencies of FRS and MERS and even the CB. So I will send out that text after the net to all of you ladies, and then maybe you might have some more questions that you can ask through the text, or we can maybe visit that next week. Well, thanks, Judy, for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRPL826 Sue and WRNN801 Bobby May. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check.
801, comment.
Oh, there she is, WRNN 801, Bobby May. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, we finally got our electric back, so my neighbors aren't using my generator no more, so we're good and go. I have nothing else to say except that I'm busy.
I guess so. I'm sorry you lost your power in you, and I'm sure your neighbors appreciated you helping with their generator, so... hopefully you can participate fully next week. Thank you for your comment. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423, Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359, Karen, do you copy?